Some people did, in fact, resort to violence against witnesses. Their kingdom halls, as they termed their churches, were damaged in fires in various cities. Sometimes an American flag would be pinned to the front of the building afterward. In one case, a sheriff was asked why he didn't intervene and help these witnesses try to keep their church from being burned down, their kingdom hall. He said, "They are traitors. The Supreme Court says so." This sheriff was saying that because of the Supreme Court's decision written by Felix Frankfurter and Gobitis, Jehovah's Witnesses were officially traitors in the eyes of the Supreme Court. In Oregon and elsewhere, cars were overturned and smashed. West Virginia witnesses were tied up, told to salute the flag, kicked out of town with swastikas painted on their cars. One witness in Illinois was beaten nearly to death because he wouldn't kiss the flag when a mob told him he had to do so. One of them was almost impaled when a crowd ran at him using a flagpole as a spear. Some were threatened with lynching, and one Jehovah's Witness in Nebraska was actually castrated. This is Victor Schmidt, who was an attorney for the Jehovah's Witnesses. As he left the courthouse after defending some witnesses in Connersville, Indiana, in 1940, a mob attacked him and his wife. The police stood by and watched. Overall, this was the worst religious persecution in American history during the 20th century, and it was the worst persecution of any sort, religious or otherwise, in the 1940s in the United States, except for the internment of Japanese Americans on the West Coast. By the time the United States was in World War II, fighting for democracy and freedom, people and the press were increasingly horrified over this treatment of Jehovah's Witnesses. Many people said Americans were behaving no better than the Nazis. In fact, witnesses were being persecuted in Germany, too, as it happened. 1 in 3 witnesses in Germany were killed by the Nazis. In 1942, a Supreme Court case involving the witnesses was not about whether they had to salute the flag. It was about a different issue, whether they had to pay a fee to solicit door-to-door and try to convert people. In this other case involving the Jehovah's Witnesses, 3 Supreme Court justices said Gobitis was wrongly decided. 3 justices who had been in the majority on Gobitis, who had said Jehovah's Witnesses must salute the flag, now were saying we were wrong. That was a mistake. 2 new justices joined the court in addition, and increasingly it seemed as though Gobitis was likely to be overruled. Felix Frankfurter, who had written Gobitis, took this very personally. He referred to the new majority forming as the Axis, the term, of course, used for the Nazis and the Japanese in the war against the United States and the Allies. It is hard for all of us, including Supreme Court justices, to admit we've made a mistake.